Com.
Hello world. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to Business Podcasting Made Easy, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR.network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
Holy cow, 14,000, Donna.
It just blows my mind.
mine too. And I'm Ben Gioia. Nice to be here. I'm a three-time international best-selling author with teachings that have reached more than 50,000 people worldwide. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. So before we jump in, remember that if you want direct live support from us at any time for your business podcast, then contact us today at ibgr.info. That's ibgr.info. And this week, we'll keep walking you through an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week with us and welcome to the show.
Yes, this is week 3 of 13. Your podcast, how to structure, pre-launch, and multiply your listenership. And for those of you that have been following over the last 2 weeks, what we do is a 4-part mini series every week. So this is week 3. You might have 8 podcasts to go back and listen to, but here we are now in this current week. And here's what to expect on Business Podcasting Made Easy this week. Number one is how to pre-launch your podcast by building anticipation and excitement. Then we'll go into the next episode 11, which is interview solo and multiple hosts, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We will segue then into test driving formats, podcast live, recorded, or podcast streaming, and how to make a smart choice. And finally, wrap up this 4 parts with host how-tos for podcast interviews that are worth listening to.
Yes. And good thing we're consistent, because this is all about being someone worth listening to, right?
Exactly.
So if you've been with us for the previous weeks, we started things off with how to get noticed with a podcast and a book, right? Because if you've worked on your podcast, you've done like 80% of your book already, right? So from there, we went into week 2, which is how to attract and transform listeners with every word. So, you know, everything from the formula, mess to success, the roadmap you're following, choosing a name, being a mentor in 13 minutes, episode titles, the biggest mistake that podcasters make, and this is even before they pick up a mic, and great storytelling. So if you missed any of that, please go back to weeks 1 and 2, and otherwise continue to be here with us today for how to pre-launch your podcast by building anticipation and excitement. So that makes it season 11, episode 9, and we're so glad that you're here.
Absolutely. There's a great quote to get us jumping into this episode. And it says, you don't have to be a genius or a visionary or even a college graduate to be successful. You just need a framework and a dream. And that's by Michael Dell. And it really sets up where we're going with this one. We talk about becoming someone worth listening to. Well, yes, you want to become someone worth listening to, but you also need to leverage your podcast. And we're going to show you how to do that before you even launch it.
Yeah, Donna, I'm so glad we're talking about this today, because did you know, I mean, I'm sure you know this, but did you know, listeners, that your podcast is a product, right? And it's really good to think about it as a product, something that you will launch just like any other product or service, for that matter, if that's a more apropos word for you, right? But so many podcasters don't realize this. They never do any kind of marketing launch, whether formal, informal, or anything in between. Like, they just do it and they live on the notion of, if you build it, they will come. You know, so Kevin Costner, you are wrong about that. No offense, my friend, right? Because folks, you really want to treat your podcast like your best offer. And we're going to show you how to do that. And if you think about it, just like anything else that you've been bringing into the world, like knowing your strategy is super important, knowing who your audience is, how to talk to them, the language that they're speaking. And here's a big one, right, that you can start doing right away as you're listening to this show, even if you are just conceiving of your podcast. Start telling people that you're the host of a new podcast that's coming into the world, even if you don't know the title.
Brilliant idea.
Right? Hey, I'm toasting a new podcast about cheesecake. Oh, great. Tell me more.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have all the details worked out, but like, let's make an appointment. I'll tell you everything. Right. So it's such a beautiful way to get the ball rolling even before you get the ball rolling. And if you need help with getting the ball rolling, right, of course, just make sure you subscribe to the show here at influencersformula.com. And anytime you need support from us, from Donna and or me, just reach out to us at ibgr.info. So Donna, folks need a launch strategy for their podcasts. Like, how the hell do they do it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ben. First thing I want to do is to dive into the psyche behind it, because I am managing over 100 podcast playlists, which means I'm dealing with a lot of podcasters who are business owners and are used to selling products, but not used to selling themselves. And so they kind of hide. And when you say to start telling people about your podcast, it can be one of the hardest things to do, but it's okay because you're telling your friends, you're telling your inner circle, and they want to get behind you. Everybody that you tell, I say everybody, I'm going to say everybody, they want you to succeed. People want you to succeed. And so do that. Mapping your launch strategy is really the three simple steps. Very first one, start telling people about your podcast. Start telling them. You've already named it. Tell them why you created it. Give them the why behind it. And let them give you some feedback on that. This is a really good market study before you even launch too. So if there's any tweaking you have to do.
Yeah, I think that I appreciate you saying that, Donna. And I also want to offer the word of caution in the middle of that, because there's really, really important discernment as you tell people, because everybody, well, not everybody
has an opinion.
Everybody has an opinion. Everybody and their mother has an opinion, right? So take it all with a grain of salt. Take it as data. Act like a scientist. Oh, that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing, right? Tabulate your data. Look at the trends. Like, if one person says, I don't like it, don't change everything because one person says, I don't like it, right? You know, three people is statistically significant, but, you know, even more people gives you more data. So absolutely start telling people, leverage it, and don't take any of it personally as you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you've already put in the time and effort in there, to do this. And really these three strategies, Ben, as the simple steps, the reason they're so simple is because over the past eight episodes, we've already walked everyone through the creation of this. And now it, as you were saying, leveraging, we love that word leveraging in this podcast, because you do it one time and then you pull it out of your toolbox and you keep using it. If you remember the 13 promises that you made when we did the roadmap, you can now share them on social media. And we have a template, a graphic that you can just put it right into there and have a beautiful image that you can share. Or you can just share the 13 promises individually or all together. There's so many different ways to share those promises, but it's those promises that are going to want to get the people to listen to you and share them on social media, share them by email. You can do a live stream. Ben, I loved seeing you do the live stream of our podcast. You're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. One minute of talking about a promise, right? People will watch a video for a minute. They might not watch more than a minute.
Yeah.
But you can probably get them for a minute.
Yeah. And as you're getting a lot of this excitement in this new idea, when you start telling people and you say, hey, I'm going to host a podcast, that's the very first announcement, and people are like, what, you're kidding, that's so exciting. People get excited about that stuff. Yeah. And you're thinking ahead. So the third step is reaching out to potential interviewees, listeners, collaborators, sponsors. You want to think big on your podcast. Sponsors is a great way not only to monetize, but to also, you know, if you have clients, if you have a client, you can say, I would like to give a shout out to your business on my podcast this week. Would you be okay with that? And who's going to say no?
Right.
But you position yourself as a little bit of a, that extra value add with the whole thing. So again, those three simple steps is to tell people, to share your promises, and to reach out to potential interviewees, listeners, collaborators, and sponsors.
Yeah. And thank you for saying that, Donna. And you know, I say to folks, because I notice with my clients, with my authors, you know, I'll often say, hey, whatever I just said or whatever you just read or heard, you know, don't take a breath. Don't worry. It's not as big or bad as you think. Right.
So we say about opinions, everybody's got, they're like belly buttons is what we like to say around here. Everybody's got them and not everybody should share them.
Exactly. And, you know, also just that when you hear Donna talking about interviewees and listeners and collaborators, it's like, oh my God, who do I know? And what about it? You know, like your mind might start racing and it's like, wait a minute, just, you know, pause, make a list, right? If you can't reach out to all those different categories of people, reach out to, you know, a handful of people, of interviewees, for example, right? Just take those steps 13 minutes at a time. That's what's really, really important here, because you can always add on, right? You don't have to do it all at once, but keep doing the right things and keep doing the right things strategically, right? And like I say to people, you know, paint that picture as you're writing your book, paint that picture as you're teaching your content. And I'm going to ask you, listener, to paint that picture right now and imagine, right, publishing that first episode of your podcast and people are actually there. People are actually listening live, right? You're not speaking to the, you know, the empty, vast, you know, ether of nothingness, right? Right. And you can make that happen by just starting today, reaching out to 5 people, start talking about your podcast, set that timer for 13 minutes, right? And of course, right, make sure to stay on track with us, right? Like drop in any time. But if you want the roadmap, you want the plan, go back at influencersformula.com, start at the beginning of season 11, you know, that very first episode, and just go step by step with us, because that is really, really key here. And if you want to even go crazier and get more direct support from us, please feel free at any point to reach out to us at ibgr.info. And Donna, did I forget anything as we're kicking off, you know, this next round of goodness?
I think that's about it, Ben. Well, maybe the only other thing is, if you're listening live, and you want to get a copy of the show notes, they are at ibgr.network as well. They're going to be embedded into each podcast episode at Influencers Formula. But if you want the other version, it's at ibgr.network under resources. So you just look for Business Podcasting Made Easy. But that's really going to take us home on episode 9, How to Pre-Launch Your Podcast by Building Anticipation and Incitement, on our series here on the IBGR Network. I'm Donna Cundy in the studio with Ben Joya. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening live, keep on listening, because we got 3 more coming. And if you're listening to the podcast, we'll just keep on going.
Thanks, everybody.